In our world, there are only 90 people who own the equivalent of belongings of 3,500,000,000 people. This number of people represents half of the population on Earth. One more time, the richest 90 people on Earth own as much as 3,500,000,000 people. While they move inside their properties using private plans, which have some parts made of pure gold, at the same time there are 1,000,000 children die each year because of water shortage. Another 1,000,000 of children die because of food shortage, and the double of this number of children die because of the shortage in malaria vaccines. Islam does not approve that. These huge differences make some humans lose their humanity.
6 billion people live on this planet. The population of developing countries is 4.3 billion. Among them, about 3 billion people who live below the poverty line, which is the equivalent of getting $2 per day. And among these people, there is 1.2 billion earning less than $1 a day.
My name is Muhammad. I have been content and self-sufficient my whole life. I never asked for charity. I worked very hard because my aim was to give my children better childhood than mine. They are the light of my life, and their happiness is all what I want.
Zakat as a term is a comprehensive terminology which should be understood fully, otherwise it will be misunderstood. Zakah has a linguistic meaning, and this linguistic meaning is purification. So somebody with zakah means somebody who is purified. So the person paying zakah is doing this ritual as one of the pillars of Islam, which will be the fifth pillar of Islam, which cuts 2.5% of somebody's property for the sake of the poor people in a certain amount of money that is agreed upon according to the Islamic law.
The Islamic society is different than other societies. The Messenger, peace be upon him, says, he's not a believer who eats his fill whilst his neighbor beside him goes hungry.
The total wealth of the three richest men in the world is equivalent to the GDP of the poorest 48 countries, and the wealth of 200 of the world's richest people exceed the total income of 41% of the population of the world combined. Studies show that if they contribute 1% of their wealth, it would cover the cost of primary school education for all children in the developing world.
My name's Amr. If you asked me about the most precious person in my life, I'd tell you it was my father. His illness was the worst shock to me, but I think it is the time to repay him some of what I owe him. My father has made me what I am today.
Poverty causes tens of social divisions and problems such as street children, criminals, and disconnected families. The Burdus, or Zakat, is obligated by Allah to end this destructive phenomenon in societies. Do you know how many children become homeless and live away from their families because of poverty? Can you imagine how they will grow up and what they will become?
But in a world that only speaks the language of the dollar, debts kept accumulating and I could not pay them. We had to leave our house, and it was the most difficult situation for me since I was born. I have no solutions.
Zakah as a terminology, as an aspect of charity in Islam, is compulsory, whereas other types of charity is called sadaqah, and this is optional. Zakah must be paid at the end of a year from the time you save your money. But charity or sadaqah, the optional one, is paid any time you like, with any amount you like, and it is a compulsory. So if you don't pay it, you are not sinful. But for zakah, if a person denies paying it, he's not Muslim. And if he doesn't do it with the acknowledgement of that pillar, he will be then sinful and he will deserve Allah's punishment.
In developing countries, we find that the rate of 33.3% do not have safe or sterile drinking water that is healthy for drinking and consumption. 25% lack access to adequate housing, and 20% lack access to basic and regular health services. 20% of children do not get an education beyond the fifth grade, and 20% of students are malnourished and undernourished.
In 2005, a million of children left the primary education because they cannot afford the tuitions and the necessary costs. Islam protects the society from disintegration, destruction, and collapse. Poverty is the primary and the most logical cause of committing a crime in the world. It is the fastest spreading cause of a crime as well. About 750,000 crimes of murder are committed each year in Europe and the United States only because of the desire to steal. In most of those crimes, the murderer is in need for money. Islam protects societies from that.
The day we went to the hospital, I decided to buy all the medicine he needed and to pray that God heals him, because my father is the person who has made me what I am today. Yet I was surprised by the high prices of medicine in the pharmacy. I felt like I was harshly stabbed. Would he die in front of me because I could not buy the medicine for him? Oh my God, if poverty was a man, I would have killed him. There must be a way to help my father. There must be. While 35,000 children die every day because of hunger and diseases, and the fifth of developing countries' population spend the rest of the day starving, aids given to poor countries through the United Nations is less than what 9 developed countries spend on cats and dogs food in just 6 days.
My name is Ryan. I'm a new Muslim. I love to travel and see new places. As usual, when I go to any new country, I do not stay in the hotel except during bedtime only. I love to travel all over countries and get to know the people and cultures. Of course, I never leave my backpack. We are inseparable.
Islam carries goodness for everyone, the Muslim and the non-Muslim as well. In Islam, spending money for charity causes is considered purification of the money. How many people know this information about Islam? I would say that even some Muslims might be ignorant about this information. Your role is to let the people know about such information and spread the goodness. Less than 1% of what the world spends on weapons each year is enough to solve all the education problems of children in the entire world. Islam wants to build a coherent and firm society, a society that knows that what the world spends on alcohol is enough to solve the problem of water shortage in the entire world 3 times. A society which does not spend on the pet's food more than what it spends on helping human in need. Zakah puts the excess of the rich people's wealth in the right place.
After I became a Muslim, I decided to visit the Muslim countries and learn more about them. But unfortunately, I am facing the worst thing that could happen to a tourist. I lost my bag in the taxi, which includes all my belongings. My passport, my money, city maps, everything. Even my cell phone. It was in that bag. Oh my God, I'm completely lost. I was in a terrible situation. What can I do?
Zakat elevates the human spirit, as it disciplines its materialistic tendency, making the human in control of it, rather than being controlled by it. In return for this elevation, the human garners solidarity in the community and low levels of hunger, poverty, crime, and ignorance. Money is the cheapest thing on earth, while humans are the most valuable entities on it. Islam encourages to sacrifice the cheap to elevate the valuable. Is not it a profitable deal?
إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل فريضة من الله والله عليم حكيم